10 life-changing questions I absolutely want you to answer.
Broadcasting daily around the world with ancient wisdom and cutting-edge success and nothing less science. This is Law of Attraction Secrets. Join miracle mentor and alchemy life coach, Robert Zink. Prepare to be empowered. Live the life you desire. Attract the success you deserve. Experience love, a better relationship, abundance, and prosperity. Now, here is your mentor of light, Robert Zink.
Hello, everybody. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever time you might be listening to this special Law of Attraction podcast. I am your miracle mentor, your mentor of light, Robert Zink, and I'm absolutely grateful to have you listening to this podcast and sharing your ideas with me. It's wonderful. I mean, I get excited when I see those emails. And so you're always welcome to write with suggestions or ideas. We love hearing from you. Also, if you've been listening to this podcast for any length of time, be sure and subscribe. It's the best way to do it. And share the podcast on Twitter and Facebook with your friends. Okay, today we are talking about 10. Now, these are important questions. I wrestled with some of these, especially the first one. Yeah, I mean, it's really hardcore. But these are 10 important questions that I think you need to ask yourself. And I really want you to answer them as we go. I'll make some commentary. I'll share some ideas, some thoughts. But hey, even if you've got to listen to the podcast again, ask yourself these questions. They're so important. They're going to help you maximize your potential and unlock the restraints that are holding you back from having the money you desire, the love that you crave, and the health that you depend upon. You deserve all three. All three: money, abundance, prosperity, wealth, happiness, health, love, sex, joy, friends, relationship. I want you to have it all. And you want to have it all. That's why you're listening, right? Okay, let's get into question number one. Now, listen, don't cut off the podcast after question number one, please. These are important questions that are going to open you up. Now, question number one deals with putting off a dream, putting off a goal, putting off building something that will last longer than your own life, putting off writing that book, putting off painting that picture, creating that music, designing that skyscraper, building an incredible business that makes you piles and piles of money, enjoying a loving, fruitful, happy relationship. When you're thinking about anything that has to do with that and your personal fulfillment and enjoyment as a human being on planet Earth, I want you to ask yourself this question. When I die, how long will I be dead? Now, I'm not asking you to answer that from a religious perspective. I want you to keep that question in your mind at all times. Because too many people put off their dreams, put off their goals, put off enjoying the relationship that they crave. And then one day it's all over. It's a short game. It's not a long one. It's an eye blink. You deserve to have what you desire in this life. So when you think about putting something off, ask yourself, hey, when I die, how long will I be dead? Now, I'm not telling you to throw caution to the wind and sit around and eat bonbons and unhealthy foods just because you're asking yourself that question. I'm talking about important, absolutely critical goals and dreams that you have or you had and you gave up on. Maybe you're asking yourself, I don't even know if I should try to save this marriage or this relationship. I don't know if he still loves me or she still loves me. Maybe I should just move on. You have all your friends telling you that. Maybe you ought to just move on. You have all your friends telling you don't build that business. Get a good job. But ask yourself, what's important to you? When I die, how long will I be dead? The second question on my list for you today is, what do you need to feel like what you are creating is successful? What do you need? What do you need to see? What do you need to feel? What do you need to experience to be able to get up in the morning, look yourself in the mirror and say, you know, what I've created or what I am creating is successful? And that, hey, listen, that can apply to your business, but it can also apply to your relationship too. What do you need to feel in your soul to feel like you're enjoying a successful relationship? What do you need? You need to have a clear answer to that question. You need to know exactly what you need to feel like you have a successful business, a successful career, a successful relationship. And if you don't know, then you really don't know what you desire. Number three, what do you really want to do today? If fear did not exist in your life, what would you do? What would you do today to make money? What would you do today to advance your career? What would you do today to make your relationship better if fear did not exist? What would you do? You need to know the answer to that. That's important because that's what you really desire to do. That's what you really desire to do. I am Robert Zink, your miracle mentor, your mentor of light, sitting here in the first mate's chair, and Rachel Zink is over in the captain's lounge right now, guiding the ship forward. We are absolutely thrilled to be bringing you this podcast every day, but we are even more excited to be bringing you something very special that we have created just for you. It's called the Manifesting Accelerator. This is an absolute mind blower because it puts your manifesting desires on autopilot. It literally gets your subconscious mind working for you around the clock. You are going to manifest whatever you desire faster, quicker, with less effort. It's absolutely one of the best tools we have ever created. And then, along with that, you're getting the auto-manifest DNA activation. We're going to help you unlock your full potential. Because I understand. You may not feel that you are living up to your potential, but the auto-manifestor DNA activation works hand-in-hand with the auto-manifestor. They're two different programs, but they work hand-in-hand. Between them, there is about 120 minutes of audio material that works on your deep mind, works on the areas of your mind that are causing you the problems, your fears, anxieties, doubts, apprehensions. And then as a bonus, we have included the 72 keys of manifesting wisdom. These are life-changing keys that will unlock your full potential and unlock your manifesting wisdom. I just talked to one gentleman yesterday. He said he falls asleep with them on every night. And he said, you know, I'm just thinking differently now. I'm thinking like a manifester. I am manifesting faster. That's the key. So you're going to get all three of these programs. We're going to be selling them all day long for $59.95. If you come to a workshop or something like that, that's the price you'll pay. But for a temporary time, for a short time, we don't even have a deadline on this time, do we, Rachel? We should have a deadline on it. Well, for a short time, it's $39.95. I guess we'll have to set a deadline, but it's going to be soon. $39.95, you get the whole ball of wax, all of it, the Manifesting Accelerator. Put your brain on autopilot, manifesting the life you desire. Go to www.lawofattractionsolutions.com and go to the Empowerment Store. While you're there, consider one of our other great programs that we have created just for you. www.lawofattractionsolutions.com. Number four on my list, name three things that you can do today that will take you closer to your goals, closer to your intentions, your dreams. Just three things. They don't have to be big things. But if you'll get up every day or go to bed every night saying, these three things I want. Did I say want? Slap me. These three things I will. Everybody wants to do something, right? Everybody wants to do something. You know, the road to hell is paved with good intentions. I will. I promise myself. I am. And have three things that you can do, that you will do. They can be small, a phone call, a letter, taking some action on some part of your business or your relationship or your health or your workout routine. Three things to improve your game every day. Every successful person in the world is in a constant and never-ending challenge to improve themselves. So you need to be able to name three things that you will do today that will take you closer to your goal. Number five, if you knew you could not fail, what would you do? Many of the reasons that we avoid taking risks, taking a chance, is because we think we'll fail. Or we think we are failing. But if you knew that you could not fail, you would not fail, you will not fail, what would you do? That's where your heart's at. That's what you truly desire. Number six, ask yourself this question. When you're looking at your current situation, if you're not happy with it, ask yourself, who attracted this situation? Who attracted this situation and why? Now, the first part of the answer, if you said my ex-husband did or my business partner did or something like that, you're not getting it. You're not getting that you are a co-creator of your reality. It's not making sense to you yet. Who attracted this situation? That should be easy. I attracted it. Just say it right now. I attracted the situation. I'm not responsible for it, or maybe I am. It's not my fault, or maybe it is. But for some reason, I attracted this situation. Now, the next question you must ask yourself is why? Why did you attract this situation? Yeah, understand the why. Sometimes those answers that you seek as to why you attracted the situation can only be found in deep silence, prayer, meditation. But it's important to go there. It's important to ask why you attracted it. Because otherwise, if you don't know why you attracted the situation, you're likely to keep attracting it. Number 7, do your goals and intentions scare you? I hope they scare you a little bit. Do they scare you a little bit? Do they seem bigger than you? If they don't scare you a little bit, if they're not bigger than you, if they're not a little bit out of reach, then you are not thinking big enough. You're thinking too comfortable. You're thinking too small. Your goals, your dreams, your intentions, yeah, they should scare you a little bit, in a good way, in a positive way. They should excite you. They should fire you up, pump you up. It's so important. Number 8. What the hell's the worst thing that can happen? Okay, I understand. If you're a stuntman and you're going to fly across the Grand Canyon like Evel Knievel, well, the worst thing that could happen is being paralyzed for the rest of your life or dying. So some things don't stack up to that question. You got to go to other questions. But most of us are not jumping the Grand Canyon. And most of the time, we are taking incredible precautions. Backup measures, safety measures. There's no guarantee of anything. There's no guarantee you'll wake up tomorrow. But if you've taken the safety precautions, what's the worst thing that can happen? What's the worst thing that can happen if you call that person you've been thinking about for 6 months? What's the worst thing that can happen if you start your business? What's the worst thing that can happen if you apply for that role in your career? Number 9, on a scale of 1 to 10, how confident are you of receiving your goals and dreams? On a scale of 1 to 10, how confident are you? Are you a 2 or a 3 or a 4? Or are you blasting it as a 9 or a 10? Your level of confidence determines what you attract. You need to know your number. Know your number, they say. Well, this is another number you need to know. Number 10, what's stopping you from manifesting the life you really desire? What's stopping you? Huh? And write it down. Write these things down. Now, this is a podcast that I think you need to get a book out. Write these questions down. And then you need to go through these questions from time to time. So important. So very, very important. You have the potential to have the life that you desire. Unstoppable. Unbelievable. But you need to ask yourself the right questions from time to time. Okay? Hey, we're out of time. Speaking of time, we're out of time today. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for subscribing. Be sure and share our podcast on Facebook and Google+ or Twitter, wherever you hang out. You have a great day now because you deserve it. Bye-bye.